They did it. What will they think of next? Why do they hate us? Have you ever wondered just who they are? They has attempted to lay that question to rest. That is to say, a Missouri entrepreneur, once known as Andrew Wilson. He has legally changed his name to They in a circuit county court. They joins us now from Branson, Missouri. May I refer to you as Mr. They?
Actually, no, just They.
Just They.
Just They.
No surname.
I have no surname. I have no first or last name. I have only one name. It's They.
They. Capital T-H-E-Y.
Correct.
And what led you to change your name? What was wrong with Andrew Wilson?
Oh, nothing was wrong with Andrew Wilson. Andrew Wilson was actually quite the happy camper. But Andrew Wilson also had a sense of humor. And that was the reason, since I've often referred to, and many people do, that people say they said this and they said that. And I've often speculated, who is this They that they talk about? And finally I said, well, that person doesn't exist, so I'm going to take responsibility, and I'm going to become They.
Now, it's one thing to have a sense of humor. It's another thing to march into circuit court and change your name.
Yes, I did give the judge a little bit of stress that day.
How'd the judge react?
Well, like I had landed from Mars. He did. He gave me quite the look, and then he asked me, one, why do you want to do this? And I explained my reasons. And then, two, are you sure you want to do this? And I said, absolutely. And that's a decision so far I have not regretted for a moment. It's been just great fun.
What did you tell the judge?
I told him that I have a sense of humor. I enjoy the opportunities to enjoy my life when I'm not working, and one of the best ways I can do that was to entertain myself. And if that turned out to also be something that entertained other people as well, if they like that, then everybody wins. We all get to enjoy just a moment of light humor and a play on words as well. For instance, a person that calls and says, is they here, is now proper English. I've taken a pronoun and turned it into a proper noun. And the only downside I've seen to this has been from English teachers.
How old are you, by the way?
43.
You're 43. So for 43 years, people have been calling you Andrew or Andy or, you know, whatever your nickname happens to be.
Right.
Are there some folks who just refuse to call you They?
No, I've not had one yet. They've been all too happy. My circle of friends...
They've been all too happy to call you They.
Oh, they are thrilled. They is thrilled that they call me They.
Now, wait a minute. They is thrilled. That means you're thrilled or your friends are thrilled?
Both. There goes the rub is... That's one of the key things that I've been having such fun with, is what you can do with the English language, and it's proper.
Now, you're an entrepreneur, you're an inventor, you hold the patent, I understand, for something called ground effect lighting, which are those fluorescent lights that I guess light up underneath cars?
Yes, that was actually my very first invention.
And you've now got a line of sunglasses that have a built-in visor?
They're called shades.
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 Is it possible that you're doing this to call attention to yourself? It could be said that this is just a big publicity stunt.
Well, it could be said, but however, that was never the thought or the intention. It was simply my wanting to enjoy myself. You know, when I work very hard, and I take my work seriously. And there are so many things in this world that are serious that we can't do anything about. And when you do those, you have those issues presented to you in your life, you have to take care of them. That's the responsible thing to do. But when you don't, enjoy yourself, because you don't know what's coming next. And that, to me, is one of the base meanings of life.
Well, They, it's been great talking to you.
I thank you for your time and sharing a little bit of your world with me and giving me an opportunity to share a little of my world with them. And if you have any questions or anything you want in the future, I'm a phone call away.
The Missouri man known as They speaks with us from his home. Thanks so much.
Thank you.